Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Very excited to be here today. Today's topic, I think, is timely because of what's been going on in the universe. A lot of people are losing it. They're freaking out. They're not keeping a balance or a center. Emotionally, they're off course. So we will talk about behavioral modification, the astrological effect, and the focus of today's topic, which is called attaining tranquility. How do you like that one for a new one? All right. And I hope you are having a good day today. I think that considering hopefully you woke up and everything seemed to be in order, your limbs seem to be functioning properly, and you have a smile on your face, and you had a good night's sleep. You know what I did? I took a big vase. I like to fill up these flower vases filled with crystals and celestite, and I put it next to my bed last night, like 40 pounds of it, besides all the other crystals I've got. Whoa, man, I had some dreams yesterday. I am sure I processed some stress yesterday when I went to sleep, because those crystals really did zero in on some focus things in my life that I needed to work out. So very, very happy about that. When's autumn is the question. Well, it depends what year you're listening. But actually, in case you are wondering, the exact moment, it's Friday at 6:20 p.m., is when that puppy's going to occur. The autumnal equinox, summer is officially over. At that point, autumn begins. Sun moves into the next sign. So congratulations, in case you were wondering about autumn. This topic on attaining tranquility is very important. I'll tell you why. Because if you're an individual that has anger or frustration or anxiety, if you get depressed, if you get irritable, if you notice you're temperamental, or if you're around someone that's like that, well, I'm not saying, you know, that being temperamental or irritable is a form of mental problems or not perfect mental health, but in a way, metaphysically, it is. Okay? Metaphysically, it is, because the true sign of spiritual health, in my opinion, is someone that can achieve tranquility and also retain it at a pretty normal level, a pretty normal cycle of centering. I think what the problem is that many of us have grown up in environments, in schooling situations, we've learned psychology concepts, and a lot of us believe that being angry or hostile or frustrated or depressed is normal. It's natural because everyone's got it. Everyone's got stress. Well, you know, where I come from, when I take a look at this stuff and when I see people that are so hostile and so off-center, then it's always a question of the spirit to me. Because every time I see someone get upset, or I myself get upset, I know for a fact, in my own rights, right, that this is a symptom or a source of a problem in someone's life. Now, if you're in a relationship with an angry person right now, or you yourself are angry or hostile, then be reminded by Uncle Farley that this emotional response comes from somewhere. It didn't come out of nowhere. You know, oftentimes, if you do have heavy elements of water in your chart, which means if you do have the Pisces, the Scorpio, the Cancer, and the Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer, those three, I thought there were four of us. I gotta go, where's the fourth one? I don't know. If you had the Pisces, Scorpio, or Cancer in your chart, you already have sensitive factors that retain and absorb experiences that much more. Now also, if you have planets in the fourth house, which is the Cancerian vibration house, the eighth house, which is the Scorpio vibration house, or the 12th house, which is the Pisces vibration house, they imitate water. That's the same as having water. It's actually called an endings house, okay? So endings house is fourth, eighth, and 12th are water elements. Pisces, Scorpio, or Cancer will aid to your sensitivity and what you retain as far as memories and experiences are concerned. If you add to that a few cardinal planets in your chart, like Aries rising or Aries moon, which energizes and stresses Cancer, or Capricorn, which also stresses Cancer, or Libra, which also stresses Cancer. Okay, and Cancer is a focus of emotion because the Cancer energy rules emotion. So those of you that have Cancer planets or fourth house planets will epitomize emotional memory of experiences. So they might require the most emotional processing and the most behavioral modification. But you know, I have found in my life, and I have come from an angry, frustrated, hostile past when I was into escapist behavior, when I was living with and dealing with people that triggered this anger and this frustration and this hostility. And now I would hope that most people would consider me a heck of a lot more mellow. Now I don't think I've achieved perfect tranquility yet, but at least I'm working towards that. At least I'm trying to attain an aura or a period of tranquility in my essence, in my vibration, and hope that that will spread. Because I do recognize this quality in an individual attaining tranquility as a true sign of spiritual awareness and evolution. Because a truly tranquil being is at one with God, one with the universe, and has overcome and overwhelmed and processed anything in this dimension that could upset them or make them angry. And you might not know a whole lot of people that have achieved this state of tranquility, but they're out there. They definitely are out there. Now, you know, purpose of this topic is to remind you, from my point of view, and of course there's a lot of schools of thought psychologically and in psychiatry and mental illness, but a lot of people are in relationships, for example, are they in marriages, are they in business situations where they think it's normal or natural, or they've accepted it and think it's okay to fight with someone either they love or they marry or someone they're working with on a regular basis, okay? But an objective view of this situation looked at from the outside will alert us to the fact that oftentimes when we are looking at people getting mad or upset or frustrated or hostile, when they lose their tranquility, they become irritable and temperamental, that there's a source to this anger. There's a source to this frustration, and there's a source to this hostility, that if that person would take a minute to trace their feelings as to why they're getting upset, what's causing this, what is this reminding them of, then they'll be able to pinpoint the source of the anger and frustration and at that point process it somehow. Now, this is what absolving karma is all about. You know, if you really want to absolve your karma on a regular basis, and by working out your karma and working out the debts that you owe yourself, because karma is with the self, and all people in the universe are a reflection of self. But everyone serves as a catalyst, including yourself, for your own karma. So if you find yourself getting upset or angry, this is an animate part of yourself that is reacting to a frustration because this situation, this problem has not been tackled. Okay? And that's why if you're in a relationship or if you're in a marriage or if you're in a career situation or in a family situation where there's a lot of anger and there's a lot of frustration, try to catch yourself when you're angry, okay, because the homework always starts at home, and try to pinpoint why you would be mad at this person. Is it something they did to you? Is it something you did to them? Is it something you missed? Does there need to be a peace made? Does this thing need to be let go, embraced, and sent into the light? How about forgiveness, grace, and mercy? Where's that come in? You know? And oftentimes, if not all the time, especially if you live a sober lifestyle, right, and you don't smoke a lot of cigarettes or pot or take in a lot of preservatives, meat, additives, all that stuff, then hopefully your chakra system will be somewhat clear, your health will be somewhat contained, and your stress levels will be somewhat controlled. So you'll be in a situation that if you do have a lot of water in your chart, including a fire rising like Leo, Sag, or Aries, which tend to be somebody that would hammer you if they get upset. A fire rising with water in the chart are endings house planets, are people that I have found can be the most difficult to work with. You don't want to get an Aries, Leo, or Sag rising mad. Because my dad's Sag rising, my ex-wife's Leo rising, one of my oldest friends, Bruce, is an Aries rising, and I don't want to be around the three of them when they're mad, because they'll hammer you. They do. Now, I'm not married anymore, and I don't see Bruce that much, and frankly, my dad and I get along great because we don't work together anymore. And all that anger came out when we tried to work together, and the perfection expectation existed. It wasn't there, so he got angry about it, and I responded the same way because I was upset with his anger. Okay. But the point is that anyone can achieve tranquility if they understand the elements in their chart and the people's charts around them that they might fight or argue with or have hostility with. And I for one don't believe, maybe it's because I'm Libra risings and maybe because in a way Libra, which once again rules tranquility, is some of the more calm of the rising signs. No matter what you have in your chart, if you're Libra rising, you might expect to have peace and tranquility in your life. And if it's not there, you might walk. That might be a reason why I've gotten along better with Libra rising women in relationships. At least it's been more fun, and it hasn't been filled with as much fighting. Okay? That women always say, don't you like to fight? It's a natural part of relationships. I enjoy it. You know, what they're covering up, what they're hiding, is a source of major frustration and hostility from their past that they've not plugged into and processed, okay? And this is their karma. You know, whenever you see anyone get mad for any reason, then what you're witnessing is themselves in the act of karmic recognition. Because what they're doing is they're showing you something that just totally upsets their apple cart, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and they just leave it sit there. You know, now, of course, a lot of you may go to therapists and psychologists to get it figured out that way, and that's fine. You know, if that's what you want to do, you can do it. I got plenty of therapy in my life, and frankly, the only person that healed me was me. I did learn a lot from psychologists and psychology classes and stuff, but when you want to really put the mark on what's going on here with attaining tranquility, it has to do with you and how you feel about yourself. And how you feel about your past and people in your past and your childhood and your mother and your father and your first few girlfriends or boyfriends you might have had, your first few lovers you might have had. You know, because all of these situations set up patterns in our brains, cosmic metaphysical patterns that we respond to. And we get in a similar pattern in our life. We're with someone in the career that reminds us of our father. And because we never fixed and process that karma with the father, we get angry and hammer that person that we're working with. We get involved in someone in a relationship that reminds us of our mother. And because we never ever forgave and embraced and sent off that energy from the mother, we hammer them. You know, and I'll tell you something, you can create karma just as quick and just as easy by being angry and frustrated and hostile and irritable and temperamental around people that are totally vulnerable to this part of your vibration. You can create tons of karma inside yourself. You know, and then when you come back in a childhood where you are surrounded by people that are yelling and screaming at you, people that themselves have not processed their own karma from their own lifetimes, and because you're a baby now and you're being raised by them in their family circle, and things you are doing are reminding them of their horrible childhoods, then all this anger and frustration comes out, and they don't want to assume responsibility for you as a baby. They don't want to assume responsibility for trying to teach you or help you grow. And it just comes out as one big disciplinary experience. You know, and my childhood was pretty intense, which tells me that I was not able to achieve emotional tranquility in a past life. So I was born into an emotional storm situation, and I was pummeled with a ton of negative energy as a child. And that would help me focus on the karma of my life, which, you know, I've come a long way. You know, I used to run away from hairy situations in relationships with friends, with goals, with career, with my parents, with my friends. I wouldn't want to deal with it, whether it was artificial, or whether it was just getting outside and running down the street, or getting in the car and driving out of town, or even taking a boat to India once, believe it or not. I did that too. I never ever wanted to deal with it, so I would always cover it up. And you know, the epitome of the angry person who has not dealt with their karma, you got it. It's drugs. It's alcohol. If you need that drink, and if you need that joint or that line of coke, hey, you're there. Congratulations. This is a symptom of someone that does not want to deal with their karma. They don't want to deal with their anger or their frustration or their hostility or their depression. And for me, it's like a scientific application. It's like you sit down, you say to yourself, why are you angry? What's bothering you, Farley? The moment it occurs, you pull out a little index card out of your pocket that says, take an objective look at what is going on in your life right now and try to find the source. Why are you mad? Okay, well, because I had a teacher back in the fourth grade or the fifth grade, Miss Blitz. And, she treated me like that. I never ever got to get her back. And you remind me of Miss Blitz. You do. So what I need to do is sit down with myself in a meditation and embrace Miss Blitz. Love her. Forgive her. Rise above it. Say, Miss Blitz, it's okay that you treated me like that. God bless you. It was your karma then, and I'm not gonna let it be mine. So next time I see somebody that reminds me of you, Mrs. Blitz, I'm gonna try the best I can to love them too. And that's how you attain tranquility. When you start processing and knocking out the little symptoms and the sources of what causes all this imbalance, this off-centered behavior. And so many of us that have this Cancer Libra darn stress, this stuff that hangs on and hangs on and hangs on. We love to have a whole bundle of nightmares over our shoulder here. Well, because I've been thrashed in all my other relationships, I'm going to thrash you, buddy. Come on, that's bull. It's time for you, instead of having vengeance or vindictiveness, to deal with what happened in those past relationships and embrace it and let it go. Say goodbye. Love it. When you love your stress, that's when you work it out and you absolve it. In meditation, which is a major way to process stress and achieve tranquility, meditation is a controlled sleep conscious state where you are able to come to grips with this karma, this anger, this stress, this frustration, and process it in your mind at a higher level. It's when you repeat a mantra in your head over and over again, a mantra like Balanana. Let's say somebody would give you a mantra. You'd never be able to speak your sacred mantra out loud. You can even create your own. But you close your eyes, you sit in a controlled state where it's peaceful and quiet, and you say that mantra in your mind. Balanana, 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 Balanana. You know, and after you say that for 20 minutes, it brings you down to alpha or even theta, controlled sleep. You get pictures in your mind, in your brain, of your karma, and you watch it. It's like watching a movie. Sometimes you get the chill, sometimes you get the shake, sometimes you start crying. Before you know it, when you come out of your meditation, I oftentimes feel totally numb from head to foot because I've achieved temporary tranquility after that meditation. That's what transcendental meditation's all about. It's just saying a word that is meaningless to you, that has a rhythm like bananana or hananana or whatever. It could be mayaka, something like that, or makwata, some kind of mantra that you can create and sit there and meditate with, and it allows you to spiritually commune with the multidimensional part of yourself and process your karma. And you know, that's why we're here. We are here to learn how to achieve tranquility. And when you are truly a tranquil being, you will know that you have truly attained spirituality. You know what bugs me? It bugs me when people pretend they're spiritual and they drink. Or they pretend they're spiritual and they get stoned. And they try to tell me the Indians did that, so it's okay. You know? And still they're angry people. They're still mad and hostile and frustrated and depressed and have all this stress that they haven't processed yet. You know, I prefer behavioral modification. You know, if I see something in my life that reminds me of my dad, then I try really hard to love that. Instead of, if it's something about my dad that made me mad in the past, I try to forgive my dad and myself and get over that, and then that's the way I patch it up. It's a modification. I go, gosh, this reminds me of my dad. Let me take 10 seconds. Excuse me for a second. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I love you, Dad. I forgive you. I'll go back. Okay, I'm fine with it now. I'm okay. Maybe 2 years ago, I'd be yelling and screaming at the person. I'd blast them out of the water. You know, but you have to tackle this stuff. Now, you should be able to know what type of person you are, and I'm going to give you a little test. It's a 0 to 10 tranquility test. And any time during the day, you can ask yourself, where am I on a 0 to 10 as far as tranquility? And today when you call me, you might even give me your number. I'm wondering where you are in tranquility right now in your life, today, at the moment, the now. We'll be here now, right? And obviously 0 means you're not tranquil at all. 5 means you're tranquil half the time. A 7 means you're tranquil most of the time. A 9 means you're tranquil almost all the time. I don't believe there's too many 10s. So watch your egos in this test today. Don't give me 10 when you know you get mad, okay? If I judged myself, I'd have to give myself, about a 7 or a 7.5. I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to be a tranquil being. Okay, but I do have a lot of water in my chart. Two important planets. The moon, which is my emotions in Scorpio. The Venus, which is my overall life values in Cancer. And I have a moon in the first house, which makes me a very emotional person with four squares in my moon. Frankly, no matter where your moon is, even if you have no water at all, if you have squares and oppositions, what we call an afflicted moon sign, which is your emotional factor, that will reveal emotional karma of high levels. And this is someone that needs to work long and hard on their tranquility factors. And I have four, count them, squares to my moon. Pluto square moon in Leo to Scorpio. Mercury square moon from Leo to Scorpio. My Sun in Leo square my moon from Leo to Scorpio. And Saturn, a wide square in Leo to my Scorpio moon with no support. So God knows I've come a long way emotionally. I even try not to get mad on the radio. I used to get mad on the show, believe it or not, but I try hard not to. I know that a lot of people out there have anger, and you know what? They're so masochistic in a way they don't like to let go of it. They're almost comfortable with it. I'm aware of that feeling. It's almost like the blood passion that is associated with killing and murder, like in war. Believe it or not, in order for soldiers to be content with their warlike behavior, sometimes they have to associate a passion with it. That way it allows them to deal with it. Did you know that? Same thing with anger and frustration. Some people have so much of it that instead of dealing with it and working out the karma and trying to form a peace with themselves, what they end up doing is they try to become happy and content with it. Like a lot of women that you'll get involved with in relationships that think it's absolutely necessary to fight and argue and get upset. And all they're doing is creating karma, but they think that this is what's supposed to be. Same with some men. Hey, I haven't been in too many relationships with men, love-wise, but women I have been, so I'm just speaking from that point of view. But you know, some people have to work their whole lives to achieve tranquility. Their whole lives. They do. It's a lifelong effort. If you are an individual that has the water, or the endings houses, or the fire rising, or the afflicted moon, and if your score for tranquility is oftentimes 5 or under, then you know you got a lot of work. A lot of work. Because, you know, soul growth, which has a lot to do with picking up our awareness levels, forming a communion with the multidimensional part of ourselves, and tapping into the reservoir of wisdom and knowledge that lies in higher realms. You can truly attain this growth by processing your emotions. A lot of times when you sit there and you think about the source of your anger, trust me, even in meditation, you might get real sad. And you might start crying a lot. And sometimes you need to process this type of emotion in order to grow. And it lifts this veil, this fog, this cloud of essence from your being, and you become truly aware of what the karma is, and you kiss it off. And every time you do that, you become so much better. Things become so much easier, and people start looking at you as a tranquil being. And they start coming to you because of your tranquility. They're hoping it'll rub off. And then you'll be allowed to have happier relationships and career. I don't care what your chart looks like. Do you know what? If you have squares on your Mars and you're a woman, then you're not tranquil with yourself concerning men, probably. Now, if you are a woman with squares on her Mars and you do get along with men, then you've probably faced up to your karma. That's why. If you're a man with squares on your Venus, same thing. Karma with women, not tranquil in that area. There's some anger, there's some frustration, there's some depression and anxiety connected with that part. That's how you find it. Squares. If you have squares on planets, you figure out what the planets mean, and that zeroes in on what part of your life will be off-center karmically, and that usually is a source of anger, frustration, hostility, depression, and stress, anxiety. And until you plug into that and forgive it and send it off and make a peace with it, you know, there's some people out there, so they were raped, they were molested, they've been shot, they've been brutalized. You know, is it important for you to hold on to this monster for the rest of your life? Or would you rather start trying to deal with it and say goodbye to it and forgive it? You want vengeance? You want to go out and be a criminal yourself and start killing and raping yourself and pay it off? That's not the way to do it. You have to make a peace in order to overcome this trauma. And the peace usually is concerning the person that initiated the catalyst in the first place. And that's hard because some people say, I want to walk around with this hostility and this hate
for my father all of my life because he molested me 50, 60, 70 times, 1,000 times. I was his lover when I was 3, whatever, that stuff. If you hold on to that stuff, then you're going to have to come back another lifetime to pay it off with possibly roles reversed. It's a vicious circle, and it's crazy. But that's how metaphysics works.